Air, food, and water are basic necessities for life. Clothing is important. Many people in what we would call underdeveloped countries live with little or no clothing. America, on the other hand, has an abundance of clothing. People's closets are busting out at the seams. While we have multiple pairs of shoes, many people are lucky to have a pair of shoes. The ones that they wear every day, we would have thrown out long ago. Others don't have any at all. The clothing industry is big business. The irony of this whole thing is that Hollywood would like us to believe that while we have all these clothes, we ought to be taking them all off. By looking at the media, if a person didn't know any better, you'd be tempted to think we live in an underdeveloped country. Well, in a sense we do. Our principles and morals have become underdeveloped. Just because something makes a buck doesn't justify loose morals and principles. Do you have morals and principles? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts, are on 1360KHNC.com. I ended the previous hour with an article that I thought was important. This was out of Medium.com. The truth we run from, why people avoid the truth when it's clearly presented. The more and more we are presented with the thought of a government within a government. Now, this is the big one. This is one that makes people's heads boil. Well, we can't have a government within a government because we have a constitution. Well, you have people that in the government, not just in Washington, D.C., but in the state governments, county, local governments, that do not care about the Constitution. Well, there's no hidden government ruling from behind the scenes. Well, like I stated, that people don't want to believe the truth, even though it's presented them in a clear, unvarnished manner. Something happened during the Biden administration. The Kamala Harris, Biden's wife, this young girl that's the press spokesperson, they have covered Joe Biden's dementia. There have been psychiatrists, these people that study diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, sundowners, sunuppers. Joe never gets sunupper. He always has sundowners. And now they have been caught in the lie that they knew about his condition. But how is it? How was it possible for him to be in that? And another thing, in the position of a president, when he, I just heard an article news person over the weekend say that they don't remember seeing him in the White House in Washington more than maybe four times during that 4 years. Very seldom was he ever there, especially in the last year. People don't want to know the truth. They deny. They have comfort in the denial. In what, I don't believe it. Many people, they have a form of sickness, disease, cancer, and initially they don't want to believe it. But eventually their body tells them they need to take action. When truth challenges their long-held beliefs, this can definitely be disturbing to them, unsettling, and they don't want to confront the realities. It's too daunting. So, denial is the option. Is there another government in hiding in this country? Is the other hidden government, is it the military-industrial complex? Is it a group of ruling families, royals that have ruled this country forever? Is it powers from another country? Is it secret societies within this government, within this country? Or is it all of the above working together? Is it the corporations, these huge corporations going back to the time of John D. Rockefeller, but they broke. It was fortunate for the American people that they disbanded and shattered these corporations so they would no longer have power and control in government. Well, that right there is a myth. So you break apart Standard Oil. It's like these, I don't remember the name of that particular worm. You can cut it in half, and it grows back. You know, if you cut the tail end off, it grows the head side. If you cut the head side off, it grows the tail side. Or in other words, it eventually ends up with a tail and a head. This is what has happened with these corporations. There's no such thing as destroying, in a sense, a corporation unless you bankrupt them. And Standard Oil becomes Exxon. It becomes Chevron. It becomes all these other ons. So it really never did go away. And why wouldn't the government break up IBM? Because IBM is government. With these corporations like Bechtel, or with Martin Marietta, Raytheon, they are America. We don't want to believe in a shadow government. Who has been trying to destroy Donald Trump before he even won his first election? Oh, it was the Democrats. No, it was more than the Democrats. It is something hidden, something out of view, out of sight. Try to grab water. Just reach your hand into a tub of water. You can't grab it. Your fingers get wet. You have some experience of it, but you don't control it. You can't grab it. You can't hold it. There is a group that really, in Christ, in the book of Revelation, the rulers of the world.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Okay, and I found this article again. The Truth We Run From, medium.com, John Neff. Very good article, October 4th, 2024. The Comfort of Denial, Cognitive Dissonance, The Mental Struggle. We don't want to believe that things can happen in our lives that that will destroy our future. Well, it happens all the time. And we just don't know if it's going to affect us. It will. We don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe that there is with this 2020 election, it's now being admitted, the evidence is coming out, that it was tampered with, that the Democrat Party had its hands in it, and the government, agencies within the government, the Chinese. Donald Trump is a threat to the whole world. But I don't want to talk about that. In the article, there's the point, the fear of change. Change is frightening to many people. Truth demands change. Change in behavior, change in attitude, change in understanding. Embracing the truth means that you have to acknowledge certain aspects of one's life needs to be altered. In California, this has been happening. It happened in Paradise, Northern California. It's happened in Katrina. It's happened repeatedly in this country and in the world. Change in the Middle East. There's always change. And with what happened in California, what's happening in California, could this have been orchestrated? Was it part of a conspiracy, a plan by government, U.S., state government, city government officials, agencies, and with a plan from the United Nations, part of an agenda, climate change agenda, Agenda 2030, smart cities. The evidence, you know, like these cold case files, this is one thing about certain individuals. They do look at the evidence because the evidence leads them to truth. Can the United States of America, is the United States of America, are we in the final years of our destiny as a nation? Well, the globalists, the New World Order elites, they want an end to the Constitution. They want to destroy the wealth and the bourgeois of the United States of America. They want to destroy this generator within the society. The government passed laws. We're resilient. We find ways to use the law on our behalf. As a culture, now we are a culture just like the culture of Egypt, a nation that worshipped idols, was involved in witchcraft, conjuring up spirits, worshiping the dead. Human sacrifice, just like the Aztecs, or the Mayans, or the Incas, or the countries in Asia where they have found these pyramids and they find proof that there has been human sacrifice. We're doing the same thing, but maybe openly. Then we're like a nation just like Egypt. I'm sorry, not like Egypt, but like Sodom and Gomorrah. The whole culture is now perverse, sexually perverted, and becoming more sexually perverted. And is there a way to change the, not a trend, but a way to change the direction that this country is moving in the in this morality, sexual immorality? No, it can't be changed. I'm using the example of Sodom and Gomorrah. Eventually, the whole city, that area, was steeped in sexual perversion and had to be completely burned with fire. Is this America's destiny? We can't. The momentum of a few has now, it's like the fly in the ointment. A fly in the ointment ruins the whole barrel, the whole precious oil. The evidence is being presented to us daily. And Christ said in the book of Matthew that just like it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be the same in the decade which we are now in before he comes. 2 years ago, I began to present to this audience that we're in the final 10-year period before Christ's return. The 9-year period began when Israel was attacked by the extreme terrorists, these murderers. That was the 9-year mark. We just passed the 8-year mark here on its anniversary. We're now within the 8-year mark of Christ's return. And as on the first day of this year, we, you might say, stepped off of a large ledge, not off the cliff, but off a ledge. And the downward momentum is going to carry this nation in, or the world, into the prophecies that have yet to be completed. October 7th, 2023 was the beginning day of a prophecy in the book of the Psalms, chapter 83. It was the beginning of the fire that would engulf the Middle East, and it would begin in the West, in the Gaza Bank, in the Gaza, and it would begin, the fire would begin to move east into Lebanon to the north, Syria to Yemen, and very shortly, the nation of Jordan. The prophecy began October 7th, 2023, Israel time. Donald Trump, I was not sure he would win the election. I figured that Barry Satora would already be back in power. I'm off on the timing, whether he comes. No, I'm not off on the matter of him coming back. No, he will replace Trump at some point here in the near future. And I still think that possibly I'm 50-50. Is Trump going to be sworn in? I'm leaning more toward yes, and he will be sworn in, and accomplish a few great things, but then this invisible government, which is really not visible, is going to remove him. And the head of this new government that will be visible, the invisible will become visible. And the head of this new visible government that has been hidden in the shadows, hidden behind curtains, elusive, is going to now, it will be clear who and whom has been moving things behind the curtain in darkness. One group that has its hand in what's happening in this country. It's a secret society with two sister chapters, Pilgrim Society. In the city of London is the European chapter. New York City is the chapter from the West in America. And the people in these two occult societies, Pilgrim Society, East and West, they are the royal families that have basically ruled Europe and the United States, even from the time America became a nation. The only thing that gave us, you might say, gave them limited power was the Constitution. The Constitution has been the, you might say, the what has kept America, what has protected the American people. But it is going to be removed, it is going to be neutralized very shortly. And there's going to be a new law in the land, a new constitution. Some people say it's going to be the a United Nations Charter. I don't think it's going to be a United Nations Charter, because the rulers of this country don't want to be told what to do, especially if I'm correct, or when I am correct. When Barry Satoru returns to power, he doesn't want to be dictated to. He will carry out the plans for his own purpose, for his own agenda of the New World Order, of the families, but he's going to be a he will be a rebel. He's going to rebel against any hindrances to his power. And he has a partner that he's going to rely on. And that partner's name is Bill Gates. So, the truth will set you free, but your cognitive dissonance is going to kick in. The mental struggle you're going to have with what I'm presenting is already kicking in. I can hear you chuckling, but we're going to see. Hold on for hours.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man, inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank, The bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org. Or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
Okay, I might just finish his final thoughts on the article. And one of the reasons why sometimes we don't want to accept the truth, another point he makes is social pressure and the need for belonging. Now, this is a very powerful desire of people to belong. Even with young people that have have very few friends, let's say that they run into or they spend time with, there's a group that is, these criminals. Well, whoever accepts them, generally, they'll run with that group, whether they, let's say you're a musician. Any group that, would accept you and your musical abilities, you'll go with that group. Or if you have no friends, you run in with the wrong crowd to be accepted. Whatever's available, generally, I know from when I was a young boy, I had these different groups I could go with to hang out with. And they were different. And the ones that eventually would accept me, that liked me, I would hang around with. And these were the people that were the kids up at the golf course. And they liked me because we would put these on the putting green. They had, I think, six holes you could putt. And we would play for a nickel. And I'd always lose. And they like me, having me around. Well, I'll be gladly pay a nickel to have some friends. That's depressing. No, not really. So anyhow, social pressure. Humans are social creatures. The need for belonging is deeply embedded in our psyche. Social pressure can play a significant role in why people run from the truth. When the truth goes against their beliefs or norms of a particular group, individuals may reject it to avoid being ostracized. The fear of social alienation is a strong force leading people to conform to the prevailing beliefs of their community, even if those beliefs are demonstrably false. So it's evident, especially now in the age of social media, echo chambers, groupthink can reinforce falsehoods. The article is a very good article. It is, again, medium.com, the truth we run from, why people avoid reality when it's clearly presented. John Neff, October 4th, 2024. The illusion of knowledge. Another reason people run from the truth is the illusion of knowledge. We are in an information-saturated world. It's easy for people to believe they're well-informed, when in reality, they're only consuming information that reinforces their existing beliefs. This is really true. This is the power of the mainstream media. It's very evident. The illustration of knowledge creates a false sense of confidence, making it difficult for people to accept new information that contradicts what they think they know. Many people that were Trump deniers, Trump haters, they changed their opinions by going to some of the Trump rallies, for example. And they were 100% anti-Trump in every, I mean across the board, with all of his political objectives. But they'd go to a Trump rally and they would sit and listen to what he was saying, and they realized that really he was for making America great. And they eventually, many that are now on social media that have platforms that are well known, initially were Trump haters, but they eventually were able to break that pattern of the lie. I think I'm pretty much the power of emotion over reason. Emotions often trump reason when it comes to accepting the truth. The truth can evoke strong emotional responses, anger, fear, sadness, or guilt, which people would rather avoid. These emotions can cloud judgment, making it difficult for people to think rationally about the information they're presented with, instead of considering the facts. Emotional reasoning, where people interpret facts based on how they feel rather on objective reality. Now, example. We love this country. We believe this country can do no wrong. This country is a country that is established, and those we vote in are there to protect our interests, to protect our rights, to protect our homes, freedom of speech. That's what we want to believe. We're emotionally involved. But the truth is, in high school, 4 years of high school, history, American history, Civil War. Oh. And then I become a Christian, and God places me, and you might say I would tune in. I don't know even why I even started listening to talk radio back in the, like, 76. I used to like to listen to music. But every once in a while, we would take a drive in the evenings. We'd go on these church conferences that would take us over the Rockies at night, and I would listen to programs, and these people were discussing what has been happening in the country, what has happened what's happening in Europe, what's happening in the Middle East. And I started thinking, this is kind of interesting. This is very interesting, hearing people that are intelligent discuss politics, history, wars. Then I started, and before that, I was listening to the Watergate with Bebe Rebozo and all these people, James Colson, the guy that used to eat rats, and what was his name? J. Gordon Liddy. And I started thinking, these people are a strange bunch. But as I paid attention to them, I started to realize, something's happening that I'm not aware of. And I began to want to know the truth. It's got to begin simply. And then God will put you in position to hear what you need to hear. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone.
The people of this country didn't have a choice to be born at this time. That choice was made by God Himself. But we, the people of this country, Christ made a very simple statement that if you shall know the truth shall set you free. And this is a time right now where the media is doing everything possible to keep the truth from the people of this country and the people of the world. There are programs now military programs, there are campaigns through media, the pharmaceutical companies' objectives to basically simple. We are like vermin, the people of the world that are not the royals, the rulers, the powerful, wealthy. We are vermin. the world in general are really not needed. There is an objective by an old plan, 200-year-old plan. There's always been plans to rule the world, but these plans now are right at the verge of these rulers of the world are just ready to own the world, to control it through digital technology. And there are people that are just not needed, that need to be removed, that need to disappear. And if there was ever a time where the truth is necessary and important, it's now. And there is in the invisible world, there are these spirits out there, and they're called deceiving spirits, to deceive mankind. Number one, into believing that God does not exist, that there is no need for God, that the governments of the nations are all that the mankind needs. There is the plan to replace Homo sapien man with Homo Borg, to transition us into transhumanist, part human, part machine, or part human and with embedded DNA from other creatures. And one of the ways in which the best way to eliminate people is through parasites. Now, I was listening to an article over the weekend, a group, and they were talking about in the fog, there's all this fog taking place, which reminds me, I'm glad I remembered. And in the fog, they have put parasites. I don't know what kind, I mean, they're not the size of a nickel. There is DNA, I guess, causes lung problems. But this is within this fog, there are parasites. I don't know the technology. All these cities all over the world are being sprayed with this fog. The conditions are right where there's a fog, and they are putting this bioweapon in the air. And one individual said he was looking up at a lamp at night in the fog, and the fog, and it was kind of, they had a reddish hue to it, a reddish hue. And one of the other researchers says, well, that is the color that they see when you have this parasite present. So what I'm saying is there is a plan to eliminate as many people off the face of the earth as possible. We know about this. Bill Gates is part of it. And not only Bill Gates, but Gates and hundreds of thousands of other people involved in these projects. And they're willing to do it because they get paid well, and they know what's happening. They have ways to protect themselves, and they are basically of the same thought, or their thinking is the same of like Bill Gates. We need to eliminate and cull as many people as possible because we're going to be those individuals that rule this new age, this new coming world. These are the days that Christ said would be so frightening that men's hearts would fail them. They would have heart attacks. The panic level would go up so high, the stress and the fear would cause so much pressure on the heart that people would have heart attacks and die. Christ said, these things are coming upon the earth, and that when these things come, the nearer he comes, to the closer we are to his return, the more these people will try to destroy, or they will begin to destroy people as quickly as possible. And this is exactly what is happening presently. I'll return in just a few minutes.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house.
Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673. 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
So with this, the parasites in this fog, the recommendation is chlorine dioxide, and it eliminates these little demonic, little man-made, no, they're not man-made, they're just, what do you call it, they're just the way in which they want to get these things in you. Parasites, chlorine dioxide. There was another point I was going to make, and I'm thinking that I forgot it. No, I'll remember. So this is once again a weapon being used on the American people and people throughout the nations. And who comes up, how do they come up with this evil? Well, the devil, for sure. The Lord Christ said that anything that mankind wants to do, when they are one, they will be able to do it. There's a principle of oneness. And may God confuse their minds and break the power of their oneness. May He confuse and may these people turn on each other. May they hate each other. May these people fail. They will fail in their objectives. They're losing the vision that they have, seeing beyond 2032. And they're realizing more and more that their time is short. Even in the occult world, the occult prophets, the priests, they don't want to admit that they know that Christ is coming to judge them, and they won't tell the people in their covens. They know. They don't want. They need these people to believe that the future is going to be theirs, that they're going to bring in a world of a society of people that have been transhumaned, that are now a new species. They want these people in their covens, and the people in the scientific community, in that whole world that they're in, to believe that they're going to change and change the societies and bring in a new age that they will rule over. They're realizing that's not going to happen, and we know it won't. So, for today, chlorine dioxide. Excuse me, chlorine dioxide for parasites.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.